Kenneth Ripito is with us today, and we're going to find out, maybe get you some help for your failing New Year's resolutions. Many people are like, oh my God, I forgot I said I was going to do that already. Living a healthy lifestyle versus a positive body image mindset. We're going to take a look at both sides of the question. Kenneth is the founder and head coach of One with the Water, a nonprofit swim school that offers need-based scholarships to children with special needs, adults, low-income families, and service-disabled veterans. AM/FM stations all across America, it is the Ed Till Show on Starcom Radio Network. Kenneth, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mr. Till. How are you?
Thank you. Is my dad joining us? No, I'm kidding. Right. I love that, though. You know what? I am getting
born
up
and
there.
Raised in Texas.
I'm getting up there. No, I'm getting up there. There's no two ways about it. Thank you. You know, it is a tough thing to say arbitrarily, I want to make a big change in my life on exactly the schedule that the world is kind of begging me to succumb to. So there's the resolution part of it. The other part of it is, I want to be healthy, but I also know how I look best. And I would like to act healthy in a way that results in seeing my best. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're trying to make sure you can at least live a healthy life, and you know, sometimes you're not matching up to what you think you're going to be looking like.
Right.
There's a lot of outside stimulation, and you know, the way the world works these days, everything is at your fingertips, and you can't change your body that quickly as we can change, you know, a page on the internet. So there's some problems there with, you know, setting the wrong goals or not enough time to resolve, you know, to achieve your resolution.
Right. And being you want to be one with both the process and your expected result. And that's a hard one to align, because they're going to put a fashion model on TV with the product, and you're going to go, oh, product equals amazing looks, and off we go to the fantasy races, right?
Yeah. And you know, people, you know, they set a resolution and they think they're going to be, you know, sprinting when it's actually a mile, and you need to take your time to get there. And visualization is a huge part of our process when we teach kids to swim. You know, I want kids to learn how to swim, and even adults, we get them to visualize the strokes, and you know, it's going to be what their body can do, not the model on TV is doing, or not the Olympian in the pool. You're not going to swim like that. So we try to teach people how to swim, how they can swim with their body the way it is. And inevitably, you know, as they continue to swim, they're going to lose weight and they're going to start, you know, eating healthy. And if they don't eat healthy, you're going to recognize that in the water. You know, if I go and eat a greasy hamburger before I swim or a day before I swim even, I can feel the effects of that, you know, while I'm in the pool.
That is what you're going to feel logy and heavy,
yourself. Exactly. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of drowsy or sluggish. You know, I'm not going to have the energy level that I need to do the sets. So the food part of it takes a huge, you know, it's a huge aspect of our working out.
You know, when I was a young swimmer and my dad loved swimming, he couldn't wait to take me swimming. He used to swim in Hell's Kitchen. They used to jump off the Chelsea Pier, and they loved it because it was hot summer in New York City, and that was what they did. So when I got of age, you know, this class, everybody has this story, right? Your dad just throws you in the pool to see what'll happen when you get in there, and I'm flailing around thinking I'm going to drown. And when he explains swimming to me that day, I want your reaction to this phrase, because I heard a lot of people besides him say it. Swimming is the perfect exercise because it doesn't do damage to you as it conditions you. You know, low impact, high impact, and all that stuff comes with injury. So how close was he to the truth there?
He's pretty close. I mean, the when you're swimming, there's obviously very low impact to no impact. You just have the water as a, you know, acting force against you, especially as you're trying to move forward. The only way you could really have any injury in swimming would be if your technique is off. You know, a lot of people have shoulder injuries or need shoulder repairs done if they swim incorrectly for a really long time. So, but for the most part, you know, we try to eliminate that in the beginning by teaching them to swim properly, so before they get injured or end up injured later.
What is it should be an obvious list that most of us should know, but obviously respiration, muscle strength, endurance, you know, let me count the ways that swimming helps us. Go ahead, just walk us through some of the ones we may not even know, because perhaps they're nuanced in, you know, public knowledge or when we learn this in school, but it is a fantastic conditioning of the body, swimming.
Yes, it is. And for me, it's become more of a meditation as I've gotten older and, you know, looking for ways to escape from all of the outside stimulus of the world. And so the first part, I believe, is the breathing, like you mentioned. We want people to slow down their breath, to take, you know, we want them to breathe out their nose, breathe in their mouths. That way you don't snort water up your nose and, you know, have some pain there. But when you're doing that, that's also going to release anxiety or fears that you have in your body or, you know, being in the water. And it'll slow your heart rate down, which is going to be good for you. So it's going to become a very good mental, you know, exercise for you as well. So that's the first part of it. And that's the number one thing that we try to teach people in the beginning is their breathing. And then along with the breathing comes with, you know, supporting yourself in the water. If you're filling your lungs with air, you're going to be floating a lot better, and that's going to make you swim a lot easier. And then the obviously from muscles, you know, you look at Olympic swimmers and they're super cut. We're using our core muscles for rotation and, you know, of our hips in the water, our obliques along the sides of our abs. So you're going to be working that, and then as well as your back muscles, and you're using your legs at the same time. So it's a pretty all body physical activity. So there's benefits of that. And we also have, we took a survey of our clients and I asked them after several years of swimming with us, you know, what they've gotten out of it. And a lot of them said they're, you know, not just mental health, not just swimming, but also they felt like their leadership skills have improved and their mental health has improved, their social skills have improved. So there's a lot of benefits to swimming, not just jumping in and being
right
in the water. It's got some great benefits to it.
That was awesome, because this is exactly what I suspected, right? But I'm glad you said it. So things like leadership at work, taking initiative to get that doggone garage cleared out, right? Straightening out the backyard, projects that you would, you know, under other conditions, maybe, oh, yeah, geez, I don't know. Oh, boy, maybe not this weekend. Oh, gosh, grandma's coming over, so that's it. Can't do the garage. You know, we're always looking to evade. Something's going to happen when you're at that peak level that swimming can help you get to that will instigate some good things with you, right?
Yes, indeed. This kind of goes back to the resolutions, your first question. You know, are you achieving your resolution? You know, there could be a million reasons why you're not achieving your resolution. But let's look at what to do if you are not, you know, if you're not achieving it, if you're failing at it. I get our swimmers and our kids to visualize what they're doing. So, for example, I hate running. I'll swim miles for you, but I'd never run a mile for you. So I'm not going to put a resolution on myself to run 2 miles every day. You know, I've been walking around 2 miles a day, but I do it with my dogs, and so I'm kind of forced to get out there. What I do is I ask the kids and everyone to visualize what they're doing. And if they can't even picture themselves doing it, then I'm like, okay, let's throw that out and let's find something else. If you want to lose 2 or 3 pounds, we recommend you losing 1 pound a week. That way you're more apt to keep it off. But if you have a bad habit that you need to break, usually that takes 30 days. And to get into that bad habit, but it might take you 6 to 9 months to get out of it.
Right.
So if you're not able to clean your garage or can't get off the couch, we try to tell them, hey, let's change our attitude.
Right.
You know, picture yourself doing it.
That's it.
Visualize the outcome. Visualize yourself parking your garage, you know, your car into your garage. And there's one way that we do that I feel has been really successful for us is we never tell our kids good job, or we try not to. It's really hard not to say good job, and I do this on the adults as well. You know, they want to hear good job because we're brought up, you know, everybody's like, oh, good job. What does that really mean? You know, if I tell a child good job who just now learned how to kick across the pool, and they look across the pool and see, you know, an Olympic swimmer going, you know, five times faster than they are, and so he's been told good job, and then he compares himself to that. He's like, well, wait a minute, if that's a good job and I've been told I've been doing a job, maybe I'm not really doing a good job. So we try to change that into a positive mindset by simply saying, hey, high five, you did it. You know, so let's award the accomplishments of doing something versus saying whether or not it was a good job.
Oh, man, you are my hero. Are you really doing that? You know, we're going to have to reconnoiter on that mission, because I am here to testify, Your Honor, the devaluation of the compliment, the watering down of the word great and good job and nicely done. We've really hurt their understanding of what it means. We've almost washed out the meanings, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like giving everybody a participation trophy, and I'm like, that's not how the world works.
Exactly. You know, right.
You have to work hard to accomplish your goals and, you know, and get there. It's not just doing it. It's also, you know, doing it well, and then going beyond that. You know, if you accomplished one 25-yard kick, well, hey, high five, you did it. Let's see if you can do two 25s,
you know,
now in a row.
Exactly.
So we're extending the challenge for themselves and saying, hey, high five, you did it. Let's see what else you can do.
Right.
So instead of just good job, let's stop here. And
it almost sounds like, exactly, it's got a sound of like you're done. Good job. Sounds like you're finished. Say that was that.
Exactly. You kick.
No good. It's a gateway to the next great thing you can do. Right beyond this lies another amazing platform. Oh, yeah. Before we run out of time here, I want to get in a little bit on this concept of one with the water, but also I want to mention these different categories, which are so important. Quality of life, social well-being, mental health, physical health, swimming abilities, confidence, self-worth, leadership. Now, a lot of that list has been touched upon, but I wanted to save time for you to draw this all together and explain one with the water when you do that.
Okay. When I first started One with the Water back in 2011, I hated swimming lessons when I was a kid, and I couldn't stand it. And I was going to swim in college, and my parents were talking to recruiters and for me, and I was like, "No way! I don't want to swim in college. I'm done after high school. You know, why are you doing this?" And they're like, "What's going to pay for your college?" And so I went and looked, and then I fell in love with it. But I wanted kids to not have to go through what I went through. So I wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be encouraging. I wanted them to have a growth mindset, you know, or at least change them into a growth mindset when they came to me. And, you know, this, what I've gotten out of swimming is leadership skills, you know, the jobs that I had before going to the swim school full time. I've always been in charge of, you know, a lot of things, a lot of people, et cetera, and a leader in the community and volunteering and lifeguard here in California as well. And just trying to be involved. And so swimming for me gave me all of that. And it also gave me the attitude that I can do it. You know, I can try to do this. I can try to do that. Even if I fail, at least try it. So One with the Water is that for everybody else. I'm trying to help them to, you know, get this benefit that I've gotten of all these, you know, the social well-being and the mental health and the physical health you know, the confidence to just try it. You know, get off the couch, walk around the block one time. That's all. And it just starts from there. You know, take the first step to run the marathon, right?
Right. You know, some people are going to remember from their childhood. Maybe it was them or a cousin, a sibling. Oh, that kid can't get enough of the water. The minute you get him near the beach, he's in there. You can't get him out of the water. The minute he sees the pool, runs away from us, dives in the pool. Kid loves the water. So right away, I think of your great title, One with the Water, and the website onewiththewater.org. But then I get on the front page of the website, and I see the real oneness, which is these incredible smiles on these faces, having fun, building confidence, gaining life skills. So you are redefining that old phrase, one with the water. I want you to elaborate on that right now. It's got so much more meaning, so much more of a deeper meaning after getting to know you and the organization a little bit. What is it doing for these kids? They're ecstatic. They are just literally joyful. And no one likes this as much as people our age. We want to see that joy on their face. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I have a lot of kids come in, they'll be afraid of the water, and it's being, when they become one with the water, it's that's the miracle right there. You know, they switch when they get it, or, you know, once we get them through their fears, they get it, and then they become, you know, that cheerful, smiling child. And so, to me, that's the miracle that's taking place, and I get to watch that. And, you know, my personal mission is to create miracles in the lives of children and adults, including special needs, and to inspire others to do what inspires them. So, you know, we're trying to spread that to them, and we want them to be cheerful. And it's really funny because, like you said, you know, your child's running and always wants to be in the water, always wants to be in the pool. Once they get to that point, you know, the first few lessons, they might be screaming, oh, I got it, you know, let me out of here. But then once they get to that point and that miracle happens and you see it on their faces, you can't get them out. You know, I've got kids, they'll stay 15, 20 minutes later, you know, after the lesson's over and just play around. And the parents like, come on, let's go. You know, they're trying to drag them out of the pool. Whereas,
right.
You know, the first couple of lessons, they you know, were... the kid was kicking and screaming to get out.
Right.
So it's pretty funny the changes that they go through. So
I love it. No, I love
it's
it.
It's great. It's a lot of fun, you know. And then we also have kids that paraplegics, and I had a child 3 years ago come in a wheelchair. She had brain surgery that went wrong, and now she's walking in. She's swimming with both sides of her body now, using, you know, both arms, not just the one side. And so there's some great miracles happening here, and we always invite everybody to come out and watch and join us in the pool and work with these kids and adults, and, you know, or even get lessons for themselves. So
right on.
Feel the
wow.
joy and passion that we have for the
wow.
water.
Wow. What a beacon of sunlight you are. It's been kind of a drabby, gloomy winter. Man, are we feeling better having you join us today. This is great. Kenneth, thank you so much for what you do, for what you've accomplished, but, you know, moreover, what lies ahead. There's so much great work to be done, and you're a great leader in this area, and we appreciate the insight that you give us because you truly change our view here today. Thank you. Kenneth Ripetoe on the Ed Till Show. Please go to the website right now, www.onewiththewater.org, and get to know more about Kenneth, this great site, and what they're doing at this organization. It's a nonprofit swim school offering need-based scholarships to children with special needs, adults with special needs, low-income families, and service-disabled veterans. Strength and conditioning and being one with the water can change you, your health, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual sides. Not to mention, you can drop some serious weight the right way. The right way. Not throwing it out
way.
The window like somebody on TV. Throw it out the window. Oh, if it only worked that way. This way you'll lose the weight with good health and good conditioning habits to keep it off. Kenneth, great job. Thank you for the time today.
See, you just said good job. High five, you did it.
Oh, you know what?
It's hard to change.
It is.
You can do it.
It shows you. I'm a student. I will not take this setback as a setback, as an opportunity, rather, to do better next time. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Kenneth Ripito. And I did. I fell right into the trap. I said, good job. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe in his case, it was okay to say it. Because that was a remarkable interview. Kenneth Ripito, The Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network. Go to the website, www.onewiththewater.org.